Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Yeah. It's hump day. We've made it halfway through the week, or at least we're starting off our day of halfway through the week. We are starting off our day with a few clouds around. You might even see a sprinkle or two, I think, lingering here and there, but not any kind of a big deal. We're going to reach our high of about 60 degrees today and a little bit cooler. We have a cold front that's coming in, but it's not really going to do much, like I say, with moisture. We're just looking at an overnight low tomorrow, which is a big difference from what Deb's going to tell you here in just a second. Our overnight low tomorrow was expected to get down around the 37 degrees. And then we'll jump back up to sunny and 60 for tomorrow. And then by Friday, we're looking at partly sunny and 66. Things really start looking up, though. We hit the 70s by the weekend, and we hit close to 80 degrees into the first part of next week.
Right now, it's 47 and cloudy downtown.
Next thing you know, you're throwing chairs off of it. No, how many times can I say that, and then it gets old, right?
Wednesday.
There it is. our short little Wednesday song. Good morning.
How's Good morning, everybody? David.
Wednesday. Good. It's a pleasure to have you all along. A pleasure. It sounds like I work for Chick-fil-A.
Right? My pleasure.
My pleasure to be here. It is World Hemophilia Day today. Now, a hemophiliac is the one that if they start bleeding, they can't stop, right?
Yeah.
Man, hemophilia. National Kickball Day.
It's Haiku Poetry Day today.
Wait a minute. It is. Is kickball, is that like baseball, but you roll a ball? Is that the kickball thing that I'm thinking about? Where we went out to recess and then they roll a ball from a pitcher's mound and then you kick it and you run. It's just like baseball, except you do a thing with your foot.
Is it kind of like soccer?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. We'll have to look into that, I guess. I thought kickball was, for some reason, kickball stuck in my mind as a rubber ball, but you play it like baseball.
I think you're right.
Something like that. National Crawfish Day today. That's a southern food. Right for you, right? National Cheese Ball Day, which kind of reminds me of sort of dad joke day.
Cheese ball? Because dad's kind of a cheese ball?
Yeah, kind of like a cheese ball. You know, you goofy. National Banana Day. How do you like your bananas?
Just barely past the green stage.
Yeah. Yeah, almost. Now, if they taste a little funky if you eat them too green.
Yeah.
You know, they'll crack. The peel will crack.
They're kind of bitter.
Yeah. And then as soon as they cross over, you know that 12-hour span that you have? That 12-hour window you have with a banana?
Yes, I have 8 black bananas on my counter right now.
Do I smell some banana nut bread coming soon?
I got to make some, yeah.
Yeah,
no nut,
good.
Though. I don't like nuts in bread.
No, you don't like nuts at all.
Oh, but it's so good.
You like walnuts in your banana bread?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Do you, Dave?
Yeah, I do. I don't mind nuts.
You know that.
The little pill with the big story to tell.
Yep.
Viagra. They really should have done that as the slogan for that other thing like you've talked about. Hey, on this day, Daffy Duck made his debut in 1937. Do you have that one person that kind of does a little Daffy Duck impression where they try to talk in Daffy Duck and you can't understand them? And then they say, oh, isn't that good? Porky Pig cartoon, Duck Hunt. Who's your favorite? I don't know. I just am wondering. I kind of like, who is your favorite Looney Tunes character?
Yosemite Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a good one.
I loved Yosemite Sam.
I mean, is Wile E. Coyote?
I was going to say Roadrunner.
I kind of like Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
Poor little dude.
Kind of the underdog.
Yeah, because he keeps dying and coming back to life. He can get smashed with a 14-ton rock, and he still lives.
I know.
Which is kind of nice, you know? I mean, who wouldn't want that?
After a while, you just really want him to get that stupid Roadrunner.
Meep, meep.
Yeah. But he's a sneaky little bugger, you know? Now you, I kind of cut you off on haiku.
It was National Haiku Day today.
Which, in case you don't know it, International Haiku Poetry Day.
Is it 575?
Yes, that's exactly it. Five syllables, then seven syllables, and then five syllables. Like, here's my example. I think haiku stinks. Why should we care about it? No one gives a crap. is that good?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that fits within the national, you know, the haiku poetry, but may not be the best.
Texting with my mom. I don't think that emoji means what she thinks it does.
What emoji?
That's a poem.
Oh, duh.
Probably the eggplant, Dave.
Okay.
It's not about the vegetable.
All right. Isn't it?
No.
For some reason, I was wondering why everybody had an obsession with eggplants, but I guess not. It's a big, swollen, purple vegetable.
Oh, Dave.
Vegetable, right?
Yes. I hid a 20 in your messy room somewhere, just clean to find it.
Yeah. And that's the fun thing about haiku. It doesn't really have to rhyme. It just has to do the syllable thing. Right. You know? 5-7-5, five syllables. And then to go along with our show today, which is perfect, blah, blah, blah day. The intent of this day is to begin all the projects and things that people have been nagging you to do. Blah, 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 blah. You're always telling me. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. What have you been nagged to do, Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Actually nagging myself, clean my closet, organize my closet.
Oh, me too.
Yep, I got to get in there and get it done. In fact, I think that's what Linda's on her agenda today. And I feel bad too, because when your spouse and stuff starts doing things, do you ever get that heavy guilt? Like, oh crap, here it comes. I need to do the same thing. So that's her project today. And she's doing her side, you know, and I'm like, okay, I better do my side. You know, but
that's
my side.
Do you want her doing your side? Because she might throw some treasured clothing item away.
And she gets. And she, any more than I couldn't clean her side.
Right.
There's no way.
So no guilt.
So other than the fact that she's getting her stuff done and I'm not. I'm not getting my stuff done. But what about you guys? What's nagging you?
Ooh, my closet. And my basement again. Cleaned the basement good before Christmas.
Okay.
And it's a mess again.
How's that happen?
You know, you drag stuff. Holiday stuff downstairs and it doesn't get put away and just stuff like that.
Mine is finish painting the inside of my garage.
Ooh, okay. I want to do that too. That's not really nagging me, but it's something I want to get done.
I've had my garage half painted for like a year.
Now, and both of you, the questions, both of you, has it ever been painted? You want to repaint it or it?
No, it was never painted.
Same.
When the house was built.
All right.
My old house, I painted the garage and it looks so much better when it's painted.
It does.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be a big deal until I started painting it, and then it looks so much nicer.
It looks so good when you paint.
Yeah, and I do. I need to do the same thing, actually, because mine has one wall that's painted like this really ugly red. It's the weirdest thing, but it was that way when I bought it, and gosh, I could kick myself for not painting that sucker before I put everything in there, because it's going to take me 9 weeks to clean it out, and then
would you just paint around stuff?
As much as I could. Yeah, can you see
it?
That's where
I knew it.
I actually hang my little giant ladder up on that wall. I can see me just painting around it.
Well, you don't want that anyway. So give that to Tony, and then you can paint.
It's blah, blah, blah day. Blah, blah, blah. What's been nagging at you, or who's been nagging at you to get stuff done? That is Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson together on that one. And, man, if you want to hear a couple of Southern accents together when just talking to those two right there. Never say never. It's National Banana Day. And let's find out how many Americans will actually eat them green. Now, you and I were just barely talking about how there's kind of like that 12-hour window when a banana is good. And then it seems to me And I know that's kind of everybody's thinking that, oh well, that's right. But really, like, you could have a green banana that night, the day, and then the next morning you wake up and you're like, well, now it's already kind of done the thing. Well, it's already got a spot on it or a couple of spots on it.
Today we celebrate by enjoying this very delicious berry. But bananas are botanically berries because they grow from a flower with a single ovary and also contain seeds. But all berries are fruits.
Wow, when did this turn into an anatomy? this is interesting.
They also have Satan's anus on the end of
they
them.
They do. Men include all of that. And if you think we're just being silly middle schoolers by saying that.
That's really, what it's called.
There really is.
That little bottom dot on bottom black dot on the banana.
Who told us that? Somebody actually told us that.
I think it was in our prep one day a long time ago. But it's that's called Satan's anus.
It's called Satan's anus. And if you were to, when you actually pull the banana out of the bottom part of that, if you look at it, you'll know why they call it Satan's anus. And about 50% of people like to time it so they're eating a banana when it's perfectly yellow with no green or no brown spots. As you probably know, bananas become sweeter as they ripen. But
29% of Americans say they like to eat bananas when they're at least partially green. 6% prefer bananas to be mostly green.
Now, I'm in the 29%. You and I, right?
Yes.
When they're just partially green.
Yeah, or maybe the 50% that is perfectly yellow.
Yeah.
No brown, no green, perfectly yellow. But it's a very,
very,
very slim margin of time.
Yeah, you have to be careful. Now, bananas are the most purchased item in the produce department and are among the most popular items in the supermarket overall. They're behind bread, eggs, milk, meat, and coffee. But they're actually ahead of chips, juice, pasta, frozen foods, and yogurt.
They're also the top impulse produce purchase. I might as well grab some bananas.
Right.
Because if we don't eat them, we can make banana bread.
And sometimes it just makes you feel better. And now, I haven't been buying bananas as on the regular as I usually did there for a while. And it was only because I read somewhere that there's just a lot of those natural sugars. And again, I know some people are going to go, well, that's good for you. But you got to be careful how many fruits you eat, I think, because they're still, even though they are not added sugar or processed sugar, it's still within the fact that you're like, okay, these sugars are still going to come in naturally from all these fruits.
I really hate how you make me aware of all this stuff because I used to live my life carefree, never looking at the carbs, never looking at anything. And you're like, you know, fruits are healthy, but they have a lot of sugar in them.
Does it kind of make you stop though now and think a couple of times?
Yes, and I hate it. I'm like, well, I'm going to eat it anyway.
See, so I have zero effect on you.
Well, you zero. Do. I used to not care. Now I give it a thought and feel guilty.
And then still do.
But I still do eat it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's good. Look, we appreciate you waking up with us, taking us along. Today is National Cheese Ball Day as well. Be sure to let your father know that it's not that day for all the dad jokes, but that's okay. Dad jokes are good. We might even sneak a couple in today as well. First of all, let's all clear our throat. Jeez. Let's talk about the Instant Cash Song of the Day.
Yeah, we're going to tell you what it is coming up at 7 a.m. It will play in the 7, 10, 1, and 4 p.m. hours. And when you hear it, be caller Z385-292-1043. You win $250 in cash. This is not a national contest, so you are not competing with any other radio stations in Utah or across the country or across genres. It's just our little old station giving away $1,000 a day. Win as many times as you can. It doesn't matter what you've won on the radio station in the last 30 days or the last week or whatever. Just win the cash. It's simple.
And again, that will be coming up in a short 29 minutes when we announce the Instant Cash Song of the Day and what to listen for. Okay. All right, y'all ready? That should get you in the mood for our Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to roll a little bit of Lean Greenwood here in just a sec. Now, it is time for the pledge, and the studio number to call, 385-292-1043 is our number. And you can also go ahead and pre-record it on your device. Maybe have a reel-to-reel tape at home. And if you want to record it onto that. And
send us a cassette.
Send it over in a cassette. That would be fine, too. Then you know, or we're talking about just on your phone or whatever, and then you can just email it to us at daveanddeb@ksopcountry.com. And then most of you, I think, know about our Z104 app. I mean, we've had it forever, it seems like.
And it has a little open mic button. You can just record it there, and it comes right to the studio. We can use it that way.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We can we just share sort of a recording studio. And we just go ahead and pop it in that way. And you go ahead. But if you do that, make sure you say your name, because we appreciate y'all doing that. But sometimes people will just record it and we don't know who to give the cred to. Who is this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We Dandy. Are so good. It's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to you, sir.
Hump day.
Hump day. Hump day. Now, do you normally do the Monday through Friday thing?
Absolutely.
All right. What do you do?
I work for a company called Page Industrial.
What is that? What do they do?
We supply industrial fasteners to anybody that builds anything.
Oh.
Like grabber screw?
Absolutely.
Hey.
Yeah, structural screws to build high rises, bridges, overpasses.
Oh. Big. Yeah. Hey, what's the biggest bolt that you have?
We provided something for the Salt Lake Temple that was 40 feet long and was 4 inches in diameter.
Wow.
That's one bolt? That's like a fastener?
Well, it was a huge anchor rod.
Holy crap.
Yeah, there were all that underground structural stabilization.
Okay. And I was going to ask if that was going to that was going to hold up Angel Moroni, but I guess that's in use in a different area of the temple. But man, that's crazy. That is interesting line of work. Well, we appreciate you calling in. Is it Michael, right? Mike?
Yes.
All right, Mike. Shout out to you, and we appreciate you helping us out with our Pledge of Allegiance. It's all yours.
And a shout out to all the police officers out there at Love and Respect.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be
American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I don't know about you, but that never gets old, does it? Lee Greenwood, God bless the USA. And it can't be sung or said any better than that. Thank you so much, Michael, for calling in and helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance. Good way to get the day off to an amazing start. Seemed like we just barely started, and
I still don't have my tax refund.
Man, neither do I. What's going on? Oh, wait. Right.
Well, you'll get.
Oh, wait, I don't get a refund.
You filed Monday, and you'll get yours before I do.
That refund that I never had coming to me.
Oh, yeah.
They were quick to publish.
You'll probably, even though you're not getting one, you'll probably get yours before I do.
Maybe. But they were definitely quick to take it out of my bank account. I know that. Even though they've been kind of hanging on to some money throughout the year for me, which is super nice of them, right? We're looking at mostly sunny. It's a beautiful morning. I just stepped out and did a little thing. And then we're looking at...
what'd you do, Dave?
It's just a little thing. 60 today, 60 tomorrow, and then 66 on Friday. You want to plan, make some plans for the weekend, you just go right ahead and do it outdoors. Hey, I got me a couple of rocking chairs yesterday.
Rocking chairs? Yeah. For what? For the porch?
Yep, for the deck. And I'm now officially 88. What do you mean? Now, there is nothing wrong with having a rocking chair.
There isn't.
You don't have to be old to have a rocking chair. And because you guys, now y'all sit at those ones on the porch at Cracker Barrel, right? Have you ever sat down on those and stuff like that? Those are pretty cool.
Is that where you got it?
No.
Where'd you get it?
Costco. and you know, the one thing that worries me is I'm afraid that they're going to go on sale one of these days, and I'm going to have to go back and ask for the...
fight for your right to party.
ask for the refund and the refund difference that they have in them. But they are pretty cool. But I'm super stoked. So then I can just sit out there and look at the beautiful outdoors and rock away. 71 on Saturday, 74 on Sunday. That 80 degree that is predicted is supposed to hit about Tuesday of next week. So pretty nice weather ahead for us.
Right now it's 48 and cloudy downtown.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
The word is water. Now, we're going to give you four questions. They'll all have the word water in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got a family four-pack of tickets for the West Valley City Performing Arts Center, bringing live theater to West Valley and the surrounding communities. Shows are produced using local professional talent, as well as Tony Award-winning Utah Shakespeare Festival. Shakespeare in Love is now showing through May 4th. You can get tickets at wvcarts.org. Then... we've also got an audio daily double, and for that, we're going to give you some Chick-fil-A. So, delicious theater and Chick-fil-A.
Yum. All right, let's grab us a playa. Who is this?
This is Maggie.
Hey, Maggie, how the heck?
How are you?
Hey, doing good. Happy hump day to you. Are you ready to play?
Happy hump day?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, you know the word?
Water.
Yeah. All right, here we go. There's a big one in Niagara.
I'm not over
Waterfall. summertime splash bomb.
Oh, a water balloon fight?
Yes. This kid keeps the football players hydrated.
Water boy.
Yes. You need this.
H2O.
You need this appliance to get a hot shower.
Water heater.
A finned creature on the shore, not in familiar surroundings.
Out of water.
Sorry, what?
Fish out of water.
Yes.
There you go.
That's it.
You did it in just 30 seconds. Actually, you could have done it faster if I would have just shut up.
You've got the four tickets for West Valley Arts. Now, for the Chick-fil-A, for the Audio Daily Double, what's the name of this song by Brad Paisley?
I don't know if you're going to get this title. It's super hard. It's real. It's crazy. But
what's your word, Maggie?
Water.
Winner.
Dang it! You got it.
I was like, it's too simple to say water.
Nope. Water.
That is it. That is exactly it. You got it.
All right, Chick-fil-A and some West Valley Arts. Who's hooking you up to everybody's favorite game show?
Dave and Deb Z104.
How about that? Thank you much. Hold on a second. We'll grab some more information.
This portion of the show brought to you by Clogged Gutters. A great way to get active and get away from your nagging wife is to clean out those nasty clogged gutters.
Girl, I always pictured you'd be born.
There you go. If you want to go see that dude in concert, Riley Green, you can do that. Just keep listening here to this very radio station where we give away the most tickets forever and ever, amen, on the planet. And part of that giveaway is our Country Fan Fest winning week. All week, we are giving away Country Fan Fest tickets, two wristbands to all 4 days. And Riley Green going to be a part of that. He will be the headliner on Thursday out there, and going to be a great festival. And it is ticket tag, so just keep that in mind. The winner from the 3 o'clock hour yesterday will be the name you need to know when you hear the cue to call and you get through as caller Z in the 8 a.m. hour this morning. We have our Instant Cast Song of the Day announcement coming up right after this.
This is not headline news. McDonald's officially began selling Krispy Kreme donuts. Your move, Ozempic. Pamela Anderson has joined the Naked Gun remake. Naked Gun, wasn't that the movie she was in with Tommy Lee? Ticketmaster is facing a federal antitrust lawsuit. And somehow Ticketmaster managed to add a service charge to the government for filing the lawsuit. And living alone can accelerate aging. In other news, Jennifer Aniston just turned 107. This is not headline news.
There you go.
She looks so good for 107.
Right? Yeah. It is time to announce our Instant Cast Song of the Day.
One of the most talked about songs of the year, Fast Car by Luke Combs, yeah, is our Z104 Instant Cash Song of the Day. It's going to play sometime for sure this hour, also in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Listen for Fast Car by Luke Combs. Be caller Z at 385-292-1043, and you'll win $250 cash each time. And yes, you can win. If you want to win all four times today, you certainly can.
You just go right ahead.
Yes.
You have our permission.
Yes.
Fast Car, Luke Combs, dial fast when you hear.
Too late.
Yep. And if you let your banana sit on the counter for just a few hours too long.
Too late.
It's too late.
Go bananas, go, go bananas, there you go.
Okay, so it's National Banana Day today, so enjoy that little piece of goodness right there for you. I celebrate with my banana hammock. That's how I keep
Nobody wants to think about that, Dave.
Hey, it is way back.
Have you ever had a banana hammock or a Speedo?
Yeah.
You have?
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
Both?
Which I've had a Speedo? Well, how do I put this?
Well, I have no idea.
It's
yes
not
or
really
no?
It's not really a Speedo that I would go swimming in. It's a piece of a banana hammock.
Okay.
That
a piece of a banana hammock.
Well, I mean it's a piece of I guess you'd call it underwear that looks like it's a male banana hammock. But I wouldn't go out in public in it.
Okay, so not a Speedo.
I think it was bought kind of just as a and it's leopard.
it just gets worse as the story goes on.
And I know that my kids don't want to hear that, but it was I think I was given it as a joke. It was as a joke, but however, I have tried it on. And by the way, may I add to you ladies that wear those kind of like those thongs, those things?
Yeah.
Where there's just a string that goes up the butt?
Miserable.
Stupid.
Miserable.
Why did they? What? I would just go.
They serve no purpose.
No, at all. I might as well just take a piece of orange baling twine.
You might as well not have anything
and dental
on,
floss
and it's much
that,
more comfortable.
That's like dental flossing that crack right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it totally
it is.
It is
so, I don't know how y'all do. I mean, I know that you probably get used to whatever, you know, everybody gets used to whatever. And I suppose once
I don't know how you could get used to that. It would just be a constant irritation.
Because that string just goes up there. In fact, and for a female, it doesn't hold in any kind
nothing.
Of feminine issues, if you think about it, you know. You can't always be. There's no way to fasten the wings. Let's just put it that way. Now we go back on Wednesday here, way back Wednesday.
Okay.
It's kind of like Throwback Thursday and Take Back Tuesday.
Yeah.
But it's way back Wednesday. What are some things that we actually witnessed in school that would not even fly today? Okay.
Some of my teachers had a paddleboard hanging at the front of the classroom.
Did you ever
get
paddled?
It kind of looked like a cutting board with holes drilled in it. I never did, but I know some guys that did.
Like a large fly swatter? A wooden fly swatter?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind of.
Because a paddleboard, I envision, you know, that little ball thing that you flipped up and down on was it kind of like that size?
This was
about that size?
No, this was bigger.
Oh, wow.
This was bigger. Maybe 12 by 12.
Wow. You guys had some big booties in there. Can you imagine getting hit with that and then going home? You got a grill. You have a grill going.
Yeah.
Did you ever get paddled?
I did not, but I knew some guys that did.
Yeah. Did they only paddle the guys?
Yeah, I don't. I never knew any of the girls to get paddled.
Was it a discreet paddling or was it in front of everybody?
It was in front of everybody, which is another humiliating experience.
But obviously, with clothes on, right? But you still get paddled, you know.
I
didn't
say. Well, take your pants off and bend over.
you know what I mean.
Went to third grade, and I've never been the same. homemade treats.
I guess I'd imagine that would hurt either way, but especially with not anything.
Yeah, and they would drill those holes for more sting.
Yes, because the more airflow.
Right.
And a faster paddle.
Homemade treats would not fly.
Oh, yes. What are some of the things?
Dodgeball at recess.
Yes.
You can't hit anybody with the ball.
That's too aggressive. Jimmy, go sit in the corner and use your inside voice. Because you threw that dodgeball a little too aggressively. Now, this one came in. It once said, here, I actually peed my pants in third grade. But it wasn't my fault. I was in music class. The teacher was a jerk, would not let me leave to go to the bathroom. This definitely would not fly today. number one, I mean, I see these are I see kids leaving anyway. And number two, he'd probably have been sued, which is probably right. Somebody would probably sue because everybody's super sue happy. And then, but you would end up, if somebody were to ask to go to the bathroom. Now, my wife and I have some family members that are teachers, and they have stories after stories. And my wife was involved in the education system as a sub teacher for a long, long time. And you just end up going... I mean, they're going to end up and stand up and walk out of the class anyway. If you like, what are you going to do? They know that it's like, what are you going to do?
Right. Guns and gun racks in the parking lot.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't even lock your truck.
No.
Nobody would take it. I knew a fourth grade teacher that would wrap your knuckles with a ruler. That's the Catholic school joke, that the nuns would always wrap your hands with a ruler.
Yeah. That was also in Handmaid's Tale? No, I'm trying to think of what that was in.
We had to pull our jock strap out from under our shorts and show the coach in gym class when he took roll. If we didn't do that, we would get counted absent. No way that would fly today. I had similar shower thing.
Right.
In our gym class, we had to come out of the communal shower to a Dutch door where the lady coach was there with a clipboard, and you would have to do the twirl to make sure you were wet all the way around to show that you'd showered, and then you could put your towel back on.
And
she would check everybody off.
And she caught the gay. You found out later she caught the gay, right?
You know, she always had it.
Oh, she. So you know, you've asked me this too. It's like, hey, when you're in the locker room, and I know that inquiring minds want to know, but you're like, do you ever look and kind of compare?
Oh, absolutely.
And the same thing with females. Do you ever look and kind of compare and go,
I was like, holy manoli.
And this was in, you know, when you're younger and you're like, well, she's blossomed soon.
Yeah, yes.
You know, or whatever.
Yes. I mean, banging out chalk erasers.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have the chalk eraser duty.
Yes.
Also, I had a teacher once that would throw an eraser. If somebody wasn't paying attention or they were in the back laughing, they'd throw the eraser at them.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either.
There's a lot of these things that I actually don't see anything. That's why I think we've raised a bunch of snowflakes. Because a lot of times where, you know, everybody is, no, you can't talk to my son. You know, you raised your voice at my perfect little son that never does anything right, or my perfect little daughter that never does anything wrong.
Somebody said discipline is no longer allowed at school. Discipline, period.
So, yeah, what are some of the things that you witnessed in school that would not fly today?
Oh,
just strict teachers in general.
Charlotte Lyman, I was on the drill team weekly. We'd get weighed in front of our whole team.
Ooh.
And if you gain more than 3 pounds, you wouldn't be able to perform for the next event. It still messes with me to this day.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, they do spin on their heads.
No wonder I wasn't on the drill team.
I don't know how they spin on their heads without causing damage, some of the things that they do. Weird field trips. Did you ever go on any weird field trips?
I mean, we went to the zoo. It wasn't weird. It was fun. We went
to Winter Dairy.
I think we went to Winter Dairy.
It was kind of cool to see the teats being milked.
Yeah, you know? Of course. That's what you're looking at.
I think maybe that's what... I mean, as a younger kid, you're like, oh, did you see that? Jimmy, look. There's six of them.
dress code used to be super strict.
Yeah.
My fourth grade teacher was a man who was 6'6". He threw a chair across the room to get a kid's attention.
Woo, baby.
Wow.
Or only Morgan Wallen can do that now.
Yep. boys got paddled. Girls got spankings.
I remember my buddy smoking on the stairs outside of the main school doors. As long as it was before school or after or at lunch or after school, nobody really batted an eye. In third grade, my mouth taped shut.
No way.
In fifth grade, I was taped to my desk.
Now, can you still do this? Somebody said cooking with your class and eating it. Like you'd make a
like
pizza
in home ec or whatever?
Or homemade bread or whatever. And then can you not eat it anymore? Maybe, I don't know.
Well, probably because there's so many allergies.
Probably.
Because there's nut allergies, there's gluten, there's everything else that now the world... And I'm not trying to diss those things. I'm not saying they're not real. You know, I mean, you don't want to mess around, but it just seems like back in the day, we never even, why is it such a thing now?
Yeah,
why
I don't
now?
Know.
Why? Because back in the day, we'd bring homemade yada yas home, and I don't remember anybody swelling up to where they needed an EpiPen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or whatever
providing
you call
providing a ride home to a student when you saw them walking home in bad weather.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Heavens, no. Interesting. Chime
in. I used
to
have a selling candy gig.
You sold candy at school?
Yep. Middle school.
Yeah, like those.
I was the contact, baby.
Oh. You were the dealer.
I was. I dealt.
Oh, not the chocolate bars, not those official fundraisers.
No, this is like...
Not the world's finest.
I would make those like different flavored suckers.
Oh, yeah.
And bring them to school.
Oh, you were making some...
I was making some bucks.
Well, that supplied your drug habit.
I had my own little, store.
Vaccine day at school.
Did you hear that Lee has the best sucker around?
You'd stand in line and get a shot. You remember that?
Yes.
I forgot about
that. That's right. We would all stand.
Yeah, where you got vaccinated.
And you were just in a big cattle line.
Yeah. And we'd all...
Yep.
And it had that gun.
Yeah.
That crazy. Would like put it through your arm without a needle.
It was a new thing with air.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was so weird.
Huh. All right. Well,
they're rolling in. Thanks, you guys.
7:16. Let's take another look at our morning drive. Morgan Wallen on the Z.
The following radio show is not intended for morning people.
Not a morning person.
Good morning.
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 Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning to you, everybody. What are some of the things that you witnessed in school actually that would not fly today? Back in the day.
Mark Knighton says our bus driver in the winter had all the boys sit up front. When kids threw snowballs at the bus, he would stop the bus and send the boys to go catch them. He would take them to the last stop and kick them.
Wow.
That wouldn't happen today.
No.
Don't say my name. In high school, I had three lockers and would sell mini bottles out of one and kept the cash in the other one.
I think I may have known that person in high school.
Why don't we have home ec anymore? When I was in junior high, 7th and 8th grade, we had full-on mini kitchens, even a washer-dryer to clean our aprons. Such a fun class. That's probably why I love cooking so much.
Yeah.
Didn't
we all do that? Even the guys had to, didn't we? Or was that an elective? Can you remember? It seems
like it was an elective if you wanted. You had to take, like, wood shop,
and maybe
home ec. You had to take one of those, like, vocational.
Yeah, but I did wood shop, and I did. Maybe I just wanted to take home ec because I thought it would be cool. Because we usually got to eat the stuff that we cooked. And that's what we're saying now, that you wouldn't fly anymore.
Now, some people are saying they still cook in middle and high schools, and it's a specific class you take. Yes, you can eat it in class when you cook. It's called Family and Consumer Science. I used to be home ec.
Okay, that's kind of cool. I'm glad that they haven't done away with that.
They used to line you up in the gym and check you for head lice.
Ooh, really? I mean, I kind of get it, but maybe... Oh, that's weird.
Don't say my name. I was told yesterday a kid brought a full-grown duck to school in her backpack yesterday. The teacher was not happy.
Can you hear it? Can you hear this little muffled thing? What is that? It's coming from her backpack.
Parents backing up teachers for bad behavior or missing assignments.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be the kid's fault. Now it's the teacher's fault.
That's why I think if you, even now, and going back to the comment where the guy put the guys at the front of the bus and let them go out and chase down the guy that threw snowballs, or the person who threw snowballs. Because, you know, girls throw snowballs, too. They just don't throw.
Yeah, we can throw snowballs, too. Just look at Caitlin Clark.
It's not very hard. Oh, I mean, they're little lobby. But back to that. I remember specifically me hiding, and I chucked a snowball at a guy in a truck, and it was in our neighborhood. Man, he slammed on his brakes. See, that was the whole fun part, is you thought, are they going to chase us? But then when they actually stop and chase you,
ran cold. Yeah, and you're about, like, where am I going to go?
I mean, I think I peed my ski pants, you know, but could you do that now? Honestly, think about it. If somebody threw a snowball at you, could you stop and chase after him, or would you get sued?
No, it's not worth the liability.
It's, that's why our freaking society is so messed up, I think. And I know that some people will disagree with me, but I just feel like, The youth nowadays. I know, because it really started. These young whippersnappers. Look, I just think that this generation, maybe that's another way to say it. This generation knows that they can do whatever the crap they want, and they just like, no, no adult's going to touch me. My mom and dad will sue them. Well, nobody can hurt me. Nobody can chase after me.
Yeah.
I can say whatever I want to your face. I know that you can't touch me. You know,
sports tryouts, first, second, third place awards. I remember on even on field day, they'd have red, blue, and white ribbons for first, second, and third place on the gunny sack race, the potato race, the tug of war. Now I have a What's Your Deal Wednesday, so I went to a it was junior jazz. I don't I'm not dissing the jazz in the program, but and it wasn't 6 year olds; it was 12 year olds.
Uh huh.
And
it's serious crap, isn't it?
The score got to be 26-6. They shut off the scoreboard, and it was only like middle of third quarter.
Well, kids, nobody wants to get their feelings hurt.
I know. They shut off the scoreboard because, and maybe there's, I honestly, the reason is because they don't want the kids that were six to feel bad. It was 6-26. And I guess the rule is if you're 20 points ahead.
Oh, I see.
They shut the rule. They shut the scoreboard off.
I mean, they did that.
Can you not teach people to get in and not teach? Now, these aren't little kids. These are kids that are tweens. You know, they're going into puberty and they're learning to be adults and they're learning what life's all about. And they're learning. Don't they need to learn to lose gracefully? And don't they need? Well, even if we were six, we played a good game and I love my teammates.
Right.
I don't understand.
And that's where the coach steps in.
Nobody knew what the score was by the time the game was over because they shut the scoreboard off.
Mm.
I don't understand. You know me, I like to win.
Yeah.
And I don't always win. I've lost a lot in my life, but that's part of life. You need to learn how to win gracefully, lose gracefully, know that you can go back and try to do better.
Well, I know
that's
that it
why
wasn't,
What's Your Deal Wednesday
I get
today.
It. I get it. It wasn't too long ago that I remember in baseball and softball, there was a 10-run rule, you know. And, I mean, if the team was more than 10 runs ahead, then they would be, that's it. They call the game, you know. Or they start to change the, you know, like if there's a 10-run rule, then there's no more timeouts. They don't take.
I mean, it's team sports, and you're. I mean, they watch the Jazz. The Jazz keep score. What if the NBA didn't keep score? That'd be ridiculous.
Right. Well, they're 40 points ahead. Let's just turn off the scoreboard.
Know, right?
All right, we're going to jump to traffic. We'll get some more of your comments coming in here. What is it? Some of the things that we witnessed in school back in the day that wouldn't fly today. This.
Lisa.
Can you say cha-ching?
Winner.
You just got through as caller Z. You heard the instant cash song of the day play, which is Luke Combs' Fast Car, and now you're in the money.
Awesome. Thank you.
Pretty cool.
Now you know you can keep winning, right?
I will try again, definitely.
Heck yeah. We have multiple winners. Think about how nice that'll be. It'll be able you'll
that
add that to
great.
Your tax refund.
What tax refund?
Right? All right, it's that. To think of it as the tax refund from the Z. How's that?
That's awesome. I'll call again and see if I can get more from it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you tuning in. You're a winner. Who gives away the most cash?
Dave and Deb on Z104.
That's
Fast Car, that is the song you're listening for in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Still to come, it's $1,000 again today, so grab your share. And Lisa and everybody else that's listening to the radio station, eligible to win. Not a national contest. It is live and local as heck Utah winners right here on Z104.
That's a pretty good way to double dip at your work right now.
Heck yeah.
You know, go ahead and be earning some money and then also just be calling in and winning some cash. We'll get you a paycheck from the Z. I don't know about you, but maybe you're earning $250 an hour. Kind of just as soon as I went out and said, "Oh, it's so good," it's like just a few little clouds.
A little cloudy out there,
kinda,
David.
Now it's kind of cloudy. So just don't ever pay attention to what I say. Just know that at some point today, where you live, we'll probably see some sunshine. Now it will be mostly clear, a little bit colder. We do have a cold front coming in, but it's not going to do much. It's dropping our temperatures, maybe 2 degrees. So the temperature's not going to vary much. We're already into the 50s, aren't we? Something like that?
It's 48.
Close. Okay, pretty close. And then we're only going to hit 60 today. 37 tomorrow morning, and then we'll hit 60 again tomorrow for Thursday. And then Friday, we're looking at mostly sunny and 66.
48 cloudy downtown.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
Wood. Wood. We're going to give you five questions.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes.
There we go.
We're going to give you five questions. I'll have the word wood in the answer. And if you get that right, you're going to win a family four-pack of tickets to the West Valley City Performing Arts Center, bringing live theater to West Valley City and surrounding communities. Shows are produced using local professional talent, as well as Tony Award-winning Utah Shakespeare Festival actors. Shakespeare in Love is now showing through May 4th, and you can get tickets at wvcarts.org. Then we'll give you an audio daily double that will also have wood in the answer. And for that, we're going to throw in some delicious Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Now, does any of the questions have to deal with morning time?
No.
Okay.
No.
I just thought I'd check because I didn't want to give it away, you know? Morning, the Z. What's your name? Oh, they hung up. All right. Morning. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. You got to make sure that you listen to your phone and not your radio. There's a little bit of a delay, just to remind everybody. Friendly reminder. All right. Who is this?
Trisha.
Right. Trisha. You ready to play?
Sure. What am I playing?
Are you Wednesday's kidding me? Word. What did you call for?
I heard the word was wood.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You're playing. Oh, I see. Yeah. So you're playing the contest, right?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
All right, Trisha, here we go. A busy bird chipping away at the tree.
Woodpecker?
Yes. The area where someone lives or where you're from.
City, country, town.
What's your word?
Oh, I just got to choose one. City.
Well, no, what's your word?
What's your word?
Yeah, your word has to be in the answer, each one of the answers.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Okay.
Neighborhood. No, that's not
neighborhood.
Neighborhood. Yeah, there you go.
Your word is wood. She's from my...
Woodland?
What's between your chin and your shoulders? Hold your head on your body.
Your neck?
Yes.
Yes.
Neck of the woods.
There you go.
Neck of the woods.
All right. How many left? Three, right?
Popular golfer.
Tiger Woods.
Yes. Designing beautiful furniture, maybe in your shop or your garage.
A woodworker.
Yes. That's fine.
Is that
right?
Five?
Yeah, that's it. All right, Trisha, you've got the West Valley Arts tickets now for the delicious Chick-fil-A. What's the name of this song by Randy Travis?
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher.
Hey, you made a song.
Riding on a midnight
How about that?
Bound
They're Mexico. Talking about you, Deb. It's a fun song to be. Now, not one, not two, but...
Three.
And they are made of pine or fir or cedar or...
Wood.
Okay, and then they are a symbol of Christianity.
Cross.
So say it all together.
Put that together.
The wood cross. Three wood cross.
Oh, so close. The
middle
middle word needs to be
a descriptive of the crosses.
Yes.
Oh, like three pine crosses.
Your word is wood. So it has to be a variation of wood. If something's made of wood, it is
three wooden crosses.
Yes!
There you go. Let's listen.
There are three wooden crosses lives on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take.
Oh my gosh.
That's such a good song.
I know, but you always try singing. Whenever it's a guy, she's like, oh, God, very one process.
Well, you know, Dave, I got it doing the correct key.
You sound possessed. 3-1 crosses.
All right, Trisha, you're a winner. Who's hooking you up with everybody's favorite game show?
Thanks for pulling the answers out of me.
It worked, though. What's your favorite radio station?
C-104.
All right, that you got that answer correct. Usually, so neon light. Nate Smith here on Z104. Happy Wednesday.
I love bananas.
I like bananas.
You like bananas?
Of course I love bananas.
Why should I care?
Because it's National Banana Day.
No, bananas are delicious. Why is that our problem?
Do you know how many things you can make
from the banana?
So many things.
It's National Banana Day.
Banana peels are really slippery.
National Banana Day.
Happy National Banana Day.
Bananas, E-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Showtime. Strap on your banana hammock. We've got the five facts about bananas that sound true but really aren't. Like Larry the Cable Guy calls them bananas. Bananas. Or the banana was the funniest sounding fruit until someone invented kumquats.
Okay.
It's kind of true, actually.
Yeah.
Even if a banana doesn't have a sticker.
Have you ever had a kumquat?
Oh, every day.
Oh,
no, I don't know. What are they?
Kumquat.
Is that like a kiwi, kind of?
It's a group of small angiosperm fruit-bearing trees in the family Rutaceae.
Is that really how they describe it?
Yes.
Well, no wonder they're called that.
I know, right? What do kumquats taste like? They kind of look like little tiny elongated. They kind of look like...
An eggplant?
What am I trying to say? No, they're about as big as a mini pepper.
Okay.
And they kind of look like an orange.
Okay.
They are a small citrus fruit that looks like a mini orange. They are native to Southeast Asia. The word kumquat translates to golden orange in Cantonese.
Heck yeah.
So they're just they're kind of like a little citrus fruit.
I had no idea, especially how you started to first describe it.
Kumquats have a magnesium. They contain magnesium, which has a laxative effect.
Yeah.
So if you get a hankering for kumquats, make sure you don't eat too many.
Wow. Good to know. There you go. And some of the other fun facts about bananas that sound true but really aren't, and that is, even if a banana doesn't have a sticker, most grocery cashiers really can identify it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What is this?
Right.
Oh, that's
it's
a banana.
Hey, what are those little teeny tiny bananas? You know those ones
plantains?
That are only at like 2 or 3 inches long? 3 inches long?
Yeah, you either have a plantain or you have a banana.
Yeah, that's exactly it. What if you're in the plantain party? Yeah, I would like.
I was hoping for a plantain, and all I got was a banana.
Oh my God!
But all I got was a plantain.
And the top fact about bananas that sound true that aren't: members of Bananarama actually prefer grapes.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
All right, let's bring them on out. The morning shout outs. Yesterday I was hanging at Costco, and it was so fun. Somebody had stopped, and her name is Charlotte Lyman, listens to the show.
She's after some croissant bread.
Croissant bread. She heard us talking about that yesterday.
Did you give me a loaf?
We did a little taste test Tuesday. Yeah, it's at home.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll make sure I bring that in as soon as you bring in a loaf of banana nut bread.
Okay. All right. Well, it won't have nuts in it. It'll be banana bread.
That's all right.
All right.
Banana bread. But
all right.
Anyway, Charlotte Lyman, thanks so much for tuning in. She was actually, I think, with a coworker, Stephen Bascourt, and they were kind of doing a little shopping around. They're like, oh my gosh, that's exactly why we're here. We're checking out the croissant bread that you were talking about.
I've never had better bread, ever. It's
unbelievable.
So good.
Really, something else. And it'll probably sell if it hasn't done so already. Scarlett and her mom, Nicole. And Scarlett had the cutest little red glasses on, and she wanted to say hi. And thank you so much, Scarlett, Nicole, the mom. They both listen, and Scarlett listens to it as well. So thank you so much.
Shout out to my ride or die, Lisa Sorensen. It's her birthday today. She's almost as old as I am now.
Holy mother!
I know, right? She's getting up there.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
she
awesome.
She is getting up there. It's my niece, Kate Stevenson's 40th. I probably shouldn't have said that, but sorry,
well,
Kate.
No.
Love you and happy birthday.
You're used to be relative.
Yes. let's see. Oh, it's making me log in again. What the?
What?
What?
I could stall for...
It's okay. It's coming right up
here. We're good.
Wait for it. Why did it make me do that? Oh, this is not very smooth. Happy birthday to...
That's because you Googled plantain.
Right.
It took you to a different website. And
it shorted
and
me.
And the firewall. And then the firewall here at the station knocked you down.
Happy birthday to Kelsey Cottrell. Hope you have a great day from Colette Ziegler. I'd like to give Dave a shout out for the recommendation on the croissant bread from Costco. Went and bought some yesterday. And oh, my goodness. Nicole Jack, shout out to my bear. Happy birthday, babe. Love you, bug. You can find the same croissant bread at Smith's, somebody said.
Oh, really? Well, that's good to know. It's not like I'm trying to promote, you know, because, I mean, we don't get anything out of
it. Yeah, that's where you've seen it.
Yeah.
What's the name of the brand of the bread again, Dave?
Oh,
Schmitz Brothers.
Schwartz Brothers.
Brothers.
Is that what it was?
Bakery.
Something like that. Bakery.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the wrapper with me anymore.
That's it.
I figured if I brought more bread, Deb would eat it.
I totally
so
would.
I had to leave it at home.
Don't bring it. Happy birthday to Casey Froisland, Alicia Miller, Mindy Stock, Crystal Noyes, Nikki Price, Michelle Mansell, Jay Friedlander, Karen Webb, Carly Jenkins, Kristen Johnson, Bart Thompson, Stephanie Linford, Michelle Gordon, Morgan Hardman, and anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
Love that. Let's do our rap. Our birthday rap. Are you ready?
Ready. Yo.
Here we go. Happy birthday, listeners.
You've had a birthday, listener.
Is that how it was?
Yeah, it's how it starts.
You've had a birthday. Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. Here we go. We got to start on the phrasing's got to be right. Hold on. Just watch me here.
You've had a birthday, listener dear.
Yo,
happy days will come to you all year.
All year.
If I had a wish, then it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z.
It's Lainey on the Z.
All right. Now, I got to clear something up. Apparently, plantains are bigger than bananas.
That's why my wife.
She's asking for a plantain.
Take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Right? What are the small bananas called then? Smaller, like the ones that are only about 3 inches long.
They're called ladyfinger bananas.
Well, of course they are. Are you kidding me?
Ladyfinger bananas.
Hey, could you pass one of those little ladyfingers to me?
They're very sweet and small. They're about around 3 inches in length and feature a creamy texture and a sweet flavor with notes of honey.
Have you ever had them? I've never even had them.
No, but I might buy some. Those sound delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sound really good.
You can
good.
Never have too many ladyfingers.
Right.
I mean, that's something you want to pick up on right there. Hey, it is kind of What's Your Deal Wednesday. What are some of the things that you witnessed in school that absolutely would not fly? And that's probably making jokes about plantains and ladyfingers.
Yeah. Sloughing every Tuesday in the winter to ski at Brighton for $5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have ski day. We had a ski club there at Bonneville Junior High, and we'd be able to go up. I think it's on Fridays, and they let us out to go ski because it was part of the ski class. Matt Danley says, my third grade teacher had a huge boa constrictor snake, and about twice a week we would watch him feed it mice.
Oh,
we
no
were
way
scared
would they ever.
For our life. Yeah.
Yeah, no way.
He also went on to say that we also used to have boxing matches in the boys' locker room after PE.
Oh, my God.
whether the teachers knew it or not, was that. Now, we used to take off all of our clothes. And I've told you this before. I remember it at.
Show off your plantains?
Yeah. Yeah, or our ladyfingers. but we used to just strip down to the buff to nothing And we would turn on all of the showers. You know, that would be cool. I wouldn't even. Yeah. But we used to turn on all of the, you know, the community showers where they're all in one pole.
Yeah.
And we turned on all of those and we got all of the tile floor wet. And then we would get a run at it. And we could slide on our butts all the way across those tile floors in the showers.
Oh, my gosh.
And see who could slide the furthest.
To be a gym teacher in the 50s.
Yeah. And it was a good, that was a good way to clean yourself. Down there.
Believe it or not, if you didn't do your homework or show up when I was in school, you took summer school or the school year over. Not this no one left behind and passed them anyway crud. They do today.
Do they have to do? I mean, is that what this whole thing is about?
I mean,
about?
I think today you hurry and do some packets or something. And then you, I mean, hypothetically speaking, that may or may not have happened with us.
Real? Oh, okay.
Not with Wyatt.
No.
But one of the, it could have happened with Wyatt, but
I had to take, I had to take summer school to graduate. And night school, I mean, to graduate. And I know that really surprises a lot of people. Because I'm so brilliant.
In junior high, a teacher would make the girls get on their knees to check the length of their skirt.
Wow.
Had to touch the ground. Back when I was in fourth grade, the crossing guard offered to drive me home so I didn't have to walk home, but I felt awkward when she offered. I declined telling her I wanted to see the ducks in the pond by my house. If she did that today, she'd probably be in trouble, even if it was a harmless ride.
Yeah. I can't even go get my lunch and park by a park or a you know, because I look too creepy.
I lived in Oregon. My junior football coach would make us line up and tap our plantain to make sure we had our cups on.
Yeah. It's there.
Oh, yeah. That's there.
Yeah. And there were some days you didn't even have to have a cup on and it made that sound.
When I was in school in the late 90s, every truck had a gun in the gun rack. We used to bring pets for show and tell.
Oh, yeah.
This is my poodle, Charlie.
And nobody does that anymore, then.
Probably because of allergies. I don't know. Our bus driver would stop at railroad crossings and let the oldest boy put coins out on the tracks if a train was coming. He'd get back on the bus and wait for the train. After it passed, he'd get off and gather the coins and give them to the younger kids.
That's a fun thing to do, though.
Okay,
I know you couldn't do that.
I saw this on the Facebook yesterday. This doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but this was here in somewhere in Utah because it was a tracks train. It was a UTA tracks train. There was a minivan, and it was parked too close to the crossing arms. Uh-huh. And so you see the picture of the minivan before the train goes by. It's fine. After the train goes by, the bumper's gone.
No way.
Yes.
It was really that close.
Yes.
Wow.
In high school, we used to walk down the halls with our shotguns and keep them in our lockers. A couple of our classes, we would actually go shoot clay pigeons.
Yeah. Man, the good old days. I'm so glad, honestly, I am so glad that I, as much as we have as far as technology goes, so glad that I was growing up and raised in that era. I just feel like there's a lot of stuff that,
yeah, me too. Man, along Lee's vein of selling candy to other kids, I don't know about you, but these were banned in our school. Michelle Stansfield says, I sold cinnamon sticks.
Cinnamon toothpicks, yep. And we could make our own. You could buy that little bottle. You'd have regular toothpicks. You could buy a bottle of the cinnamon extract.
Oh, yeah, and soak it for a
and
day.
And soak them in there. And then your lips would burn for a couple of days.
Package them up in foil and sell them.
Those are the good old days. Right. All right. Let's go to our local drug dealer. Candy dealer, Lee.
And I sold bubble yum.
Oh, hard stuff.
You up the price?
I sold bubble yum. I sold.
So you'd buy it and up the price?
Yeah.
You'd be the middleman.
Well, I'd get like a whole box of it.
Oh, yeah. See,
my mom had connections.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
So,
yeah.
Until they did ban it. They did ban anybody from doing that.
From reselling candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, there goes your income.
My days as a candy mogul were over.
Boy, you've got a rap sheet a mile long, don't you?
Oh, I know.
My sixth grade teacher would have astrology sleepovers.
So they could look at the stars.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, come look through my telescope.
Krista Baker, my health teacher, would stick our gum on our nose if he caught us chewing in class.
Really, yeah.
Wear your gum on your nose.
Things that wouldn't fly. It's way back Wednesday. What did you witness in school that wouldn't fly today? More of your comments on the way. Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes, coming up after the break.
Oh, boy. It's a doozy from Shaboozy.
We want to know
what you think about this song. It's been number one on iTunes for the last week. It's called The Bar Song Tipsy. We're going to tell you a little bit about him and see what you think. And somebody's going to win tickets for Diamond Rio and Drake Milligan August 17th at the Ogden Amphitheater.
Yeah, you totally just sound like your mom. A doozy from Badoozy.
A doozy from Shaboozy.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll be right back.
Time now for Dave and Deb's Dump It or Dig It.
Okay, Dump It or Dig It is brought to you by Baku E-Bikes.
It comes to us from Collins Obina Shaboozy. Chibuezie. But he just goes by Shaboozy, Shaboozey. He's a Nigerian-American singer-songwriter. Oh my gosh,
I was going to ask if he was from Africa.
Nigerian singer-songwriter, filmmaker, and record producer. This song has been number one on iTunes for the past 2 weeks. It is called The Bar Song, in parentheses, Tipsy. It talks about how his baby wants a Birkin, which is a really expensive bag that he can't afford. He's talking about the price of gas and groceries, 9 to 5, why do I work so hard? And so he's just going to go to the bar and get a little tipsy.
Okay.
So we want to know what you think about it.
Screw it all.
Yeah. I gotta have some relief here, even if it's just a few hours.
There we go.
Text us 385-292-1043. Hump It or Dump It, because it's Wednesday. A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy. Somebody's going to win tickets for Diamond Rio along with Drake Milligan August 17th at the Ogden Amphitheater, all in a benefit for Enable Utah, which is a great cause and always a good time up there in Ogden.
Yeah, good stuff. You can also call the studio here and just chime in by phone. Let us know what you think about it. It's our Hump It or Dump It and Shaboozy.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
you think about it. Is it a boozy from Shaboozy? How about we do this?
Is it a boozy or a loozy?
Oh, it's our
loozy
hump it or dick it.
Or Shaboozy.
Loozy or Shaboozy. You let us know what you think about it today.
Hump It, great song. It's been on rotation in my playlist since it came out. I'm humping it. Hump It, fun song. Julie Davison, Hump It, fun song. Natasha Boyack, my son said this is garbage fire. I have to agree. Dump It. Not Country, Dump It. Lynette McElprang, great song, great beat, good voice. Hump It. Leaning on Hump It. Let iTunes keep that song. Dump It. Kim Massey, Dump It. Dylan Anderson says Dig It. Caden Herzog, it's a boozy. Hump It. Emily, what is country? yeah. It's Bailey, and I say Dump It. I love it. Humpity Hump. Brooke Allred, Hump It. Barry Carr, can I meh this one? Brittany Ferguson, Hump It, such a fun song to listen to. Amy Condras, Hump It, what a fun song. Hump It had me swinging my hips. Peggy Buchert, be careful there, Peggy. Cameron Webb
don't
says, fun song,
hip.
Hump It. Dump It, I feel like the music and his lyrics and voice don't go together, Megan. Donna Doust, his voice is not what I was expecting, more folky, but I like it. I want to dance on a hardwood floor to this. Peyton Oliver, Hump It. Rob Smith says, Dump It. Pam Keel, Loozy. Jody Weiniger, Humpy, Boozy. Cameron Webb, fun song, Hump It. Zane, it doesn't belong on this station, but Hump It.
Okay. Morning the Z, what's your name? Okay. Morning the Z, what's your name?
Oh, this is me.
All right, what do you think about it?
Oh, I was over in here dancing around. I love it.
So you're on a Shaboozy, not a Loozy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo.
Now, okay, Bonnie, how's Melvin today?
Well, he's doing okay. I'm going to go over and see him. His birthday's on the 23rd, so I got to go see him on the 23rd.
Oh, yeah, well, sure. Take him a little birthday surprise.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Well, if he wasn't over there, I probably could.
if he's up for that.
You never know.
Well, you never know about that.
They probably allow motorboating in there, so. All right, Bonnie, thanks.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye. Morning the Z, Hump It or Dump It, or Boozy or Loozy.
I don't really know what I think about it. I mean, it's got a good beat, but I don't know. I'll say Hump It.
All right. Who is
you
this?
You know, probably mixed with Texas Hold'em by Beyonce.
That's what everybody's thinking.
What's your name?
My name's Matt.
All right,
thank
Matt.
You, Matt.
Thanks. Shaboozy or Loozy? Who is this?
It's Jeff.
What do you think?
I'll say a boozy.
You're a Shaboozy, huh?
Shaboozy.
Okay. You shake your Shaboozy.
You know, Jeff always does.
Well, sure he does.
Absolutely.
He can't shake it too much or his hat will fall off. Born on the Z, Shaboozy or Loozy? Hello? Too late.
Boozy. I like it. My 5-year-old is giggling at Shaboozy, and she's digging it. Kind of catchy, but not country. Dump It, Chuck Jordan. Good hail. This is country. I think he could do a song with our good friend Posty. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Shaboozy.
It's got some violin in it. It's got some fiddle in it.
Yeah. It's got some drinking in it.
Yeah.
Dump It. It's crime against country music. I'm on the fence, but I'm going to hump it. What was that song called and the artist for Hump It or Dump It? It is called The Bar Song, in parentheses, Tipsy. It's by Shaboozy. We do post the Dump It or Dig It song every day on our socials if you're looking for it. Fun song, but not a country song. Corden says I hump it. Hump It, Dax and Jessica Hansen. Double hump. Dump It. It gives Beyonce vibes. Keep playing this song and your songs are just going to be shizzy.
All right. What do you think our overall? Shaboozy or Loozy?
I'm going to say 60-40. Maybe 65-35.
For Shaboozy and...
Shaboozy and 35 for Loozy.
For Loozy. All right.
Yeah.
Let's roll the music. When it stops, we'll grab a winner.
Brittany Ferguson. Winner. Brittany Ferguson, I will email you. We'll get these tickets for Diamond Rio and Drake Milligan. They're going to be at the Ogden Amphitheater on August 17th in a benefit for Enable Utah. If you want tickets for that show, go to our website, the events page. It's all brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Elevate your adventure with an adventure bundle, including a top cargo bag, side cargo bags. In addition to that, a Baku, customized Baku bike packing tent, trail side repair kit, $600 value. And you could be buzzing off like we just talked to a winner a moment ago that upgraded their, they were able to upgrade their scooter into a bike. And then four of their kids have gone over there to Baku and bought kids, bought bikes as well. So they don't sell kids there, but you can buy a bike. But you got to go check that out. That bundle is free with every new purchase of a bike, and it can all be found at Baku.com, BAKCOU.com. Game changer. Hey, if you've been chasing down those wristbands for Country Fan Fest and you've been wanting to win them, now's a good time to do it. Here we go. Morning, Z104. You are caller Z. Who is this?
This is Amber Speth.
Amber, now you're halfway there, Amber. Amber, tell us the winner's name from yesterday afternoon in the 3 p.m. hour, because it is Country Fan Fest ticket tag.
It is Charity Moss.
Yes, you are right. And your name, Amber, S-P-E-T-H?
Yes, ma'am.
Amber Speth is the name you need to know for 11 a.m. ticket tag. Amber, you have got two wristbands for all 4 days of Country Fan Fest. John Party, Bailey Zimmerman, Riley Green, Chase Rice, Ella Langley, Tracy Lawrence, so many more. There's a ticket link on our website, or just go to countryfanfest.com. But you are going free on the Z. Have you been before?
I have not.
Oh, no, you're going to love it.
Yeah, it's right here, not too far away. That's a really, really fun festival, and we appreciate you playing along. Amber, tell everybody what radio station is the Speth.
Oh, Dave.
P104.
All right.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is
business. We're going to give you five questions. They'll all have the word business in the answer. And if you get those right, we've got a family four-pack of tickets for the West Valley City Performing Arts Center, bringing you live theater to West Valley and surrounding communities. Shows are produced using local professional talent, as well as talent from the Tony Award-winning Utah Shakespeare Festival. Shakespeare in Love is now showing through May 4th. You can get tickets at wvcarts.org. Then we will give you an audio daily double, and if you get that right, we're going to give you some delicious Chick-fil-A.
Yum. What's your name? Hello? I'll do this again. Morning. What's your name?
Jalene.
Jalene, how the heck?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy hump day to you. You know the word?
Business.
You yes. Here we go. This displays your contact information.
Business card.
Yes. An organization that keeps companies honest.
Better Business Bureau.
Yes. A mom and pop company.
Family-owned business?
Not big, but...
Big business?
No, not big.
Oh, small business.
Small business, yeah.
Hey, it's like a radio station.
This doesn't concern you.
None of your business.
Yes. This is an A and B conversation. See yourself out.
None ya.
Early Tom Cruise movie.
Risky business.
Yes, you all got right. It. All right, you've got the family four-pack of tickets. Now, for the Chick-fil-A added into the mix, what's the name of this song by Hank Jr. with a little help from Reba?
Oh, I had no idea that you were going to go there.
You know me, I just keep talking.
Whoosh, hold on a second.
If the wife and I the fussing brother, that's all right, because me and that woman bought a license to fight. Why don't
mind your own business.
Yeah!
Mind your own business. Mind your own business.
How often do we feel like saying that, right?
Yep.
Hey, mind your own business.
Me and that woman bought a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business?
Yeah. Now, Jalene? How far do you go? Have you ever stepped in? Like, what if, where's the line that you would draw to step in and stop something in public?
If somebody was hurting a kid or an animal.
But not a man?
No, a man can fight his own. That's none of my business.
What if two men are fighting?
I'd probably just get a sing a popcorn and watch.
Or film it.
Yeah,
everybody films it now. Yep. You got to turn on your phone. What about you,
Jalene?
Jalene, Have you ever stepped into a public issue?
Yeah, I mean, I have not like public, like I've had to call the police on somebody like that was driving on the wrong side of the road. And then I kind of regretted that because, I mean, they were drunk, they were impaired, and I followed until the cops got there. But then I had to go through a whole year of being subpoenaed into court. And
oh, man. And we have had plethora of wrong-way drivers.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. It's a weird, weird thing. I mean, maybe it's always been that way, but we just didn't hear about it. I don't know. But, man, it just... That's too bad that kind of involves that. And that is the one thing that you, like there was somebody, and I don't have the details in front of me, but I was reading the other day where they, a couple of people were actually staging kind of a situation in a parking lot. Uh-huh. And they had it staged. I think they were just kind of trying to, I don't know if they were filming it or what. Well, a bystander thought that they were actually being attacked and took out, and it was this concealed weapon, person, took out a gun. Because he thought the other person was going to be killed. So he shot him and ended up killing the person. And,
oh, man.
And that's the one thing, you know, you think about is that how much do I get involved to try to save somebody or help out? Because you just never know who's got a screw loose. And there's a lot of loose screws out there. that you don't know who's going to turn on you, and it could be as simple as stopping somebody from climbing over the counter at a McDonald's or something. You know what I mean? Where you just feel like all I was doing was trying to help out, and then the next thing you know, it's a crazy situation. But why did I bring all that up? What did that have to do with anything?
Mind your own business. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, thanks for staying on an extra 5 minutes with us. Coming up, we're going to find out what are the top three late night snacks that we are that we go to when it comes to just kind of picking around. Man, I know for me, it was just last night, as a matter of fact. I got kind of tired and stood up. Well, I think I need a piece of toast.
I said, I think I need a brownie last night.
So
absolutely.
So this is where it
ends. Right there, where it ends, Bailey Zimmerman. What is your go-to snack?
Well, I'm just some right now. I'm having Chex Mix right now, but I love anything.
But at night,
salty and savory. Yeah, salty and savory.
So chips, if you have a bag of chips floating
mix,
around,
cheese fix.
Okay. Now, have you ever been guilty of just getting so tired and actually dozing off? I don't know what it is about our bodies. And maybe it's just mine, but there is something that happens when you doze off a little bit, or maybe you just get super relaxed, and then it's your body. And then the next thing you know, you could eat the whole fridge.
Absolutely.
It is so weird.
Do you remember who I are? You're asking me that question?
Okay, so it's not just me.
Oh, my gosh. That's the story of my life.
And I don't know what it is.
I eat the whole fridge all day long.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, do you feel the craving even stronger when you kind of get tired? It's a late night thing where your brain.
Yeah, and I hate, I try not, actually, you're in bed, you're all comfortable, and you're like,
I'm
dang
hungry.
Dang it, I'm hungry.
You're right.
I got to get up and check it. Just a little something.
And then a bag of Doritos later.
Just lie down. Yeah, just lie down and go to sleep.
Yes.
And you don't have to work that off.
Right. And that's the exact same thing that I think about too. And I'm like, don't do it, Dave. Don't do it. You're tired. But then you're like, but I'm hungry.
I don't think I can go to sleep with this hunger pain
I'm hungry. Yeah.
So I'm just helping myself go to sleep with a little something, something.
I better have a bowl of cereal.
Well, a recent study found 60% of Americans regularly eat after 9 p.m. That does include late dinners. In a new survey, 30% also describe themselves as late night snackers.
And I'm glad I'm not alone on this thing. Bed is the preferred late night snacking location. For 44% of us, especially if you're young, and then 58% of adults under 25 said it's number one right there. I'm just going to snack in bed. And then you find a half a Pop-Tart later, you know, the next day you're like, well, look at this little fun nugget.
Crumbs in the bed. Here are a few more stats from the poll. The top reasons we snack include hunger, and sometimes we're just bored.
Yeah.
I need something good to go with this TV show I'm watching.
Well, that's true. That's true. You do. You feel kind of like, well, I feel like I should be doing something else.
It's like simple pleasures. I mean, you're just watching some trash TV, and maybe you want a nice bowl of chips or something to go with it.
And, you know, I mean, heaven forbid we go to the gym. I mean, if we're bored, heaven forbid us go to the gym, right? 66% of us, or two-thirds, usually snack alone. So late-night snacking is mostly a solo activity.
Okay.
Sometimes you'll be caught. You know, you see those little moments where somebody's up in the middle of the night.
I solo snack because I feel guilty. Like, well somebody's going to look at me and go, no wonder you're so fat. All you do is snack.
Right, right. And so you try to sneak it in somewhere where nobody else is watching you. Another two-thirds of us.
66% of us, or two-thirds of us, say we normally watch something while we eat. Most said TV, but that could also include things like YouTube and TikTok.
What? Say it isn't so. We're not going down the Reel or TikTok rabbit hole, are we? And getting kind of hungry. Sweet stuff is more popular than salty, say.
See, I'm the other way around.
You're a little more on the salty, savory. But this is a big difference. They say, in this particular survey at least, 80% said that they usually reach for something sweet. Just 20% are actually the salty snacks.
And I think I asked you this the other day. Which are you? Salty or savory?
I'm
salty or sweet, I mean.
If it's around, I would probably like... I don't know. Where does toast and cereal fall?
Oh, I don't know. Probably more...
Probably neither.
I mean, if you have jelly, do you have anything on it, just butter? That's probably savory then.
But on the other hand, we don't have a whole lot of...
sweet.
We don't have a whole lot of chips. Now, we do have a bag of those little fun-sized candy bars, and I will grab one of those, so maybe I would lean a little bit more towards the sweet side.
I love sweets, but I'm salty. Our top three favorite midnight snacks are cookies, ice cream, and chips.
And you would love ice cream, but then you get the GERD, right?
I cannot have ice cream. Like, when we were in Mexico, and everything was all-you-can-eat all day long,
right?
The first two nights, I tried having ice cream. Because they had a bunch of different flavors and it was good. And I really paid for it. I cannot eat ice cream after 7 o'clock. I can't eat ice cream or I get the GERD every time.
Oh, man. Well, don't call me old.
I know. Jess says, I snack after my husband brushes his teeth so I don't have to share.
Ah.
Katie Daly says, my go-to is cereal. Let's see.
Now, did you put on any weight on the vacation?
Well, I don't know, because I got Montezuma's Revenge, so I think I think everything all kind of balanced out.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I ate all I wanted and then had diarrhea, so it didn't matter.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think I told you I put on 10 pounds, but then I've got 4 of them off and 40 to go. So I think I'm kind of going, you know, one step forward, two steps back on stuff. But all right, we still have our battle of the sexes towards the bottom of the hour, a chance for you to win some fun stuff. If you want to chime in, it's National Haiku Poetry Day. Remember, if you want to write a little poetry or a poem that we would read on the air here, it falls into kind of a What's Your Deal Wednesday, if you want to put it that way. It is 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and then 5 syllables. For your haiku poetry. Let us know what's on your mind. If you got something that's been sort of eating at you that you want to get an opinion on, we want to throw it out on the radio, either call or text. We'll do that safely as well and get in some of those. Tyler Hubbard, his latest on the Z and Back Then Right Now. And we're speaking of back in the day, a little way back Wednesday subject, and that is, what did you get away with back in the day that there's no way you could get away with now?
At school? Are we still doing that?
I mean, I thought there was a few other things coming in. Yeah.
Yeah.
At school.
Early 80s, my elementary principal gave me what he called a kick in the seat. I was great at burping and could say everyone's name in a burp voice. He caught me doing that and gave me a swift kick.
Oh, wow. And
taking the driver's ed cars out on donut runs. Wouldn't the coach let you do that?
And spin donut, you mean, or just donut runs?
No, go get donuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, an actual donut run. That'd be sweet.
When I send a student to the office for bad behavior and they come back 5 minutes later with a candy bar and snacks. That's probably now as opposed to later. When I was in junior high, this was me. The gym teacher made us stand in front of her with our towels open. We had to twirl so she could see we had water on us to prove we showered. Maybe we had the same gym teacher.
Man, that sounds awfully... Or unless there's more of them out there. I mean, they did that.
When you get in a fight or get in trouble by the teacher, they send you to the principal's office. You sit there all day long with the secretary until school gets out. Hiding flasks in the locker, stopping by during class break to take a swig.
Boy, it makes school go by so much better, right?
I grew up in Nebraska. In the 60s and 70s, we played on the train tracks and under the train trellis. I was once told that if we put coins on the track to be flattened, it would derail the trains, and it freaked me out. I remember leaving school, sloughing school, to go visit a friend that had just had a baby. I used to take my pocket knife to school every day.
Wow. And again, who would have ever thought that that was a big deal? Here's another one that came in here. Matt says, I thought about we used to do what we used to do in school anymore, and that was we learned to play the recorder.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if
they
do it.
Do they still do that?
Yeah.
You know, grateful for.
Believe you me, they still do it.
Grateful for that because.
Do, do, do. Oh, well, this year it was. Do, 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 do.
Jingle bells?
Yeah. Yes, that. Yep.
How about this one?
Yeah, three blind mice or hot cross buns. Which one are you playing, Dave?
Well, it's different after that. It starts out the same. I'm trying to let you guess.
Okay,
ready?
Okay, yeah. Hot cross buns.
Versus.
That's three deaf mice.
However, though, now that I'm warmed up, I almost feel like I should pull up a little ZZ Top.
Yeah. Be sure you take a breath, though.
Give me just a second. I know. And this one usually kind of makes me go a little red in the face.
It really does. But you got to just, Dave, just relax and remember to breathe.
See, now
okay?
That I've kind of got.
You ready? All right.
Okay, all right, okay. I'm ready.
We'll here we go.
Just let me know if you wanna go.
You got the stage.
Oh, nice
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That was pretty good. Woo. Those are some high notes.
All right. I know. Man.
Listen to this. Somebody said I had a math teacher. If we were being a distraction, she would give us what was called a cow lick and lick our faces from one ear to the other.
What?
That is so sick.
You mean you would turn into a human cow lick?
I guess. That's what it says. My son's sixth grade teacher had a tape ball. I think one of my teachers had this. This is ringing a bell with me. He would throw his tape ball at the kids that were not listening.
Weird. What you mean, like just a masking tape ball or something?
Yeah.
They just rolled up?
Our shop teacher made us either swallow or swallow our gum or turn us in if we got... Oh, swallow our chew.
Oh.
Not gum.
Ooh, that'll make you
tobacco.
Sick.
Swallow our chew or we could have the choice of being turned in if we got caught chewing.
Oh, wow.
I had a social studies teacher in seventh grade that had a fiberglass rod. She would.
Wait a minute.
Now let me keep going.
Wait a minute.
Sorry about that.
That is too bad. That can have some little splinters on it.
He would whack your desk if you were talking with your neighbor, which scared the living daylights out of everyone in class. And if you got out of your desk when you shouldn't have, he would whack your behind with it.
Wow.
One kid actually dropped his pants to show us the welt that it left. Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be more embarrassing to drop your pants?
If you're trying to get the teacher in trouble, maybe it's worth it. I don't know.
Right.
Wow.
All right. Well, keep it rolling in. What's your deal Wednesday? We also want to know what else is on your mind. What have you got out there? There is a message for male birds, though. And this is something that we've got for you. And I know you're probably thinking, but I think this could apply a lot to males just in general. And quit acting so desperate.
Male birds, please stop being so weird to female birds. Everybody wants to get laid, but you're being such freaks. The cooing and the parading, she's so clearly not into you. I saw a female sparrow the other day being heckled by 9 male sparrows. I'm like, I'm glad I'm here. I'm breaking up a crime. I'm like, leave her alone. Like, all right, great. You have a bright collar. That's very nice. Cool. But you don't need to do the dancing and the songs and the sticking out your neck. If you're a male bird out there, get normal, please.
There you go. Now, you see this at the zoo. You know, you'll sometimes see a peacock or really strutting around.
Well, and it's always the males are always the beautiful colors. And then you see the brown bird and you're like, oh, that's the female.
Well, she's just there to reproduce. She's just,
I mean, there's the old broodmare.
Yeah.
She's just walking around waiting to get pregnant at the zoo.
I see this and it's really hilarious. I'll see it at least a couple of times a year and it'll be... we'll have some deer come through the back side of our house there, the yard and down, and I'll watch through the binoculars, and it is so funny to see the bucks in when the doe are in heat, and then it's so funny to watch the bucks, and the does are like, just leave me alone, and the buck is going around. and
yep.
I mean, I'll sit there and watch them for...
Oh, I'll bet you do.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll bet you find it quite interesting.
Countless times, and I'm like, and just give in. Just stop, Doe. Just let him, you know.
Just get it over with, you
know.
Come on, just get it over with.
And I don't know why they're playing so hard to get, but the bucks are so determined. Man, after a while, if I were a buck, I'd be like, okay, fine, I'm going on to the next doe then. Because if you're going to be hard to get, then just forget it. Speaking of young bucks, and speaking of the zoo, how about we give away a family 4-pack to the zoo right now, to Hogle Zoo, if you can get this answer correct. Okay? I have the lady parts of a 14-year-old.
Okay.
Who said it? Cher, Pamela Anderson, Sharon Stone, Sofia Vergara, Madonna, or Tori Spelling. 385-292-1043. It's the number to call. Again, who said it? The question is, I have the lady parts of a 14-year-old.
385-292-1043.
Just what I was going to do is get the number out.
You were just going to sing it out, weren't you?
Absolutely. Well, I wasn't going to sing it.
Took the notes right out of your mouth there for you. Morning the Z. What is your name?
This is Brett.
Brett, what's your answer? Who is it?
Let's go with Tori Spelling.
Yes.
Man, you got it right out of the chute there, buddy. How did you know that? Was that just a good guess?
Well, yeah, sure. We'll call it that.
She was told by her OBGYN, because all 5 of her kids were born via C-section, that she had the lady parts of a 14-year-old. She didn't do that on purpose, though.
And, I mean, it's one of those... one of those things where she says, if anyone out there has had a C-section, you know that it's not easy. They're slicing and dicing through your stomach, through your muscles, and you want to push. She says, I want to push, you guys. I wanted to be that girl that would
the lady parts of a 14-year-old and the stomach muscles of an 89-year-old.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly it. All right, we appreciate you playing along with us. You got yourself a family 4-pack too, Hogle Zoo, buddy, and we appreciate you also tuning in and listening to us. Anything on your mind for What's Your Deal Wednesday?
Oh, just loving another day of work.
Yeah, shout out to your work.
Rather not.
Okay. All right, we're going to play another game. The Battle of the Sexes coming up here after Miranda Lambert. Yeah, I'm a Turner. It's Miranda Bluebird on the Z. It does kind of remind me of the Bluebird series up there at Sundance during the summer months.
That's so good.
Oh, man,
I've only been to one. I saw the Warren Brothers up there, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and I've only been to one, too, and it's just a really fun place to go. You might want to check that out. So a lot of us think, hey, we need an energy boost, so I'm just going to grab me an energy drink. I'm going to do a little coffee. I need whatever. Well, there are the top. Here are the top three things to eat when you need an energy boost. Are you ready for this, Deb?
Yeah, because I don't know if cheese fix. My favorite word, carbohydrates.
Yeah.
But in front of it, it says complex carbohydrates. Now, that includes things like wheat bread, oatmeal, brown rice, beans, and potatoes. They break down more slowly than simple carbs, so the energy boost lasts longer.
Okay.
Simple carbs basically mean sugar. Things like white bread, candy, and most breakfast cereals spike your blood sugar and give you a short burst of energy, but then you crash and feel even worse.
Now, that's with the super sugar. Well, I wonder why that is not working then when if I eat... You would think that if I eat a bowl of cereal before I go to bed, that would probably wake me up in the middle of the night and give me an energy boost, right? But maybe it takes a little bit to kick in. I do know that when I can, I will order brown rice versus white rice, because I did hear that at one point the brown rice thing is a little bit better for you than the white. High fiber foods, including fruits, vegetables, grams, and nuts.
Grains.
grams.
Dave said we can eat honeygrams.
Honeygrams.
Golden grams.
Vegetables, grains, and nuts. They're especially helpful early in the day. A recent study also found that less than 10% of us are actually getting enough fiber.
Wow, and that's a lot of people.
Now, yours is in there, though. The fruits. You've got an apple.
Day keeps you regulated.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if that would... It's so close to rhyming, but not. An apple a day keeps the polyps away.
Yes, I like that.
Maybe that would do
yes.
it.
Yes.
I really should be eating an apple. I've actually thought about that ever since you've brought it up again. I thought, man, I've really got to start munching on an apple a day. You know, because sometimes I'll get backed up. I'm not sure people want to hear that.
And they work so well that sometimes, like today, if I have meetings and a busy day, I won't eat an apple because I don't want to be...
Oh. So it really... How far after, like, is it within hours?
Yeah.
That it'll start to work?
Yeah, a couple, 3 hours.
And aren't it's like, grapes...
Whoa.
Aren't grapes the same way? Haven't I heard that about
Nothing
grapes,
Nothing does
too?
It for me but apples. And I know that's... I overshare on the radio all Metamucil. The time. But yeah. Heart-healthy fats, meaning the unsaturated kind found in things like nuts, seeds, avocados, and dark chocolate. Or to make the whole office hate you, you could microwave some fish.
Now, if none of that actually sounds good, you can also reach for a beverage. But skip the Red Bull or whatever, that fourth cup of coffee. Studies have found just drinking more water each day can actually help you feel more energized, which, you know, it's not as fun.
Yeah,
but
water
sometimes
is,
you'll crash.
And I know water is so good for me, but it's so boring to me. I can just...
Oh my gosh, you sound like my wife.
It's just so boring to me.
She just cannot bring herself to drinking regular water. She'll drink those bywaters, you know? Those coconut bywaters. But not for you. Do you have to... maybe it's the carbonation.
I mean,
like, have you tried drinking other stuff that's like flavored but not carbonated?
Yeah, like the Bywaters.
Yeah. Not so much.
Or the sparkling. You mean like?
Yeah, just something that I guess what you're saying.
Like, yeah.
I guess what I'm hearing is that you went like when I say Bywaters, you're like it's still. Is it because of the fizz?
Do you
like the fizz? The burn. Yeah.
I like the burn a little bit.
Yeah.
No, it just doesn't taste the same as a cola. I just like me a good cola.
All right.
Like I could do a Fresca nothing's as good as a caffeinated cola.
Okay. Complex carbohydrates, high fiber foods, and heart healthy fats. And if you're going to miss out on some of those, drink a lot of water.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right, up for grabs, we have a B12 shot from Hydrate IV Bar in South Jordan. The B12 shot is their most popular injection. It can regulate metabolism, boost immunity, increase energy levels, and assist with mental health. Hydrate IV Bar, now open at 968 West South Jordan Parkway.
Morning. Welcome to the Z. You are the first person through to play Battle of the Sexes. What's your name?
Laura.
Laura. Okay, Laura, hang on a second. We'll see if we can't find you a dude, all right?
Okay.
All right. Morning, the Z. Are you a dude? Nope, that's just a tone. Morning, the Z. Are you a guy?
No, I am not.
All right. We're looking for a guy.
We'll keep working at it here.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Laura. This is Jeff.
Jeff and Laura. Okay, here we go. We're going to let the ladies go first.
All right, Laura, it's International Ford Mustang Day today. What was the first model year of the Ford Mustang? 1965, 1970, or 1975?
1965.
Yes.
Dang. All right, Jeff, here's your question. You did. I heard Jeff sigh in the background like, I know that. But that's the whole point, of the contest. Men questions for the ladies, lady questions for the guys. A new season of Netflix is Big Brother, Big Brother like reality show starts streaming today. What's that show called? Is it the square, the circle, or the cone?
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Let's go the circle.
Yeah. Actually, you got that right.
Oh.
Good guess.
Wow. All right, Laura. Sierra's hubby, Russell Wilson, recently signed with which NFL team? The Rams, the Packers, or the Steelers?
The Packers.
Nope, the Steelers.
Jeff,
oh,
here's your chance to sneak one out. Happy birthday to Victoria Beckham. Which Spice Girl was she? Was she posh, baby, or sporty Spice?
Wow.
Posh, baby, or sporty?
Let's go baby.
Posh on that one.
All right, we're tied at one. Laura. In gluten-free beer, which of these grains is commonly substituted for the barley? Flax, sorghum, or quinoa?
Flax?
Sorghum.
Oh.
All right. Well, Jeff, here's your chance to win it on this one. You might find vegetable gum in which of these? Laundry detergent, hairspray, or diet soda?
Can you say that question one more time?
I know. You might find vegetable gum in which of these? Oh. I didn't even know there was vegetable gum out there, but laundry laundry detergent, hairspray, or diet soda.
Oh goodness. Say diet soda?
Hairspray. So we are tied at once. Deb's holding up a fingers. Between 1 and 10. Laura, I believe you got through first, so you get a guess first.
Let's do 7.
Okay, and Jeff?
Go 6.
Ooh, she went with 5, so you got a little bit closer.
Oh. Jeff, you're the winner. Laura, thanks for playing. You can play again, okay?
Great.
Hey, do you guys do spring cleaning? Do you do, like, a lot of projects or try to declutter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Laura? Jeff? Jeff, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
So you do a little bit of spring cleaning. And here's what we're doing right now. We're working on our closet. And when I say we're, my wife.
Like, we're having a baby.
Right.
We're cleaning our closet.
Oh, yeah. I know. And we're doing the laundry.
Yes.
And we're doing the dishes.
Yes.
So you know exactly who I mean when we do that. But that it is the big time of the year when we sort of go through all of our stuff and give it away, right?
Hey, folks, it's Lou Taylor from your local Goodwill. I know April means spring cleaning, so I want to remind you all the stuff you no longer want around your house. Yeah, we don't want it either. You should see what people bring us. Used batteries, my best friend's wedding on DVD, a single shoe. The other day we got a rusty harmonica, which let me play the blues as I sorted through ice trays. Oh, and thanks to whoever donated the half-empty lighter. They let me set everything else you left us on fire. For the last time, people, it's a donation bin. Not a dumpster.
Actually, might be a little bit of What's Your Deal Wednesday if you want to chime in on that. What have you given away to Goodwill? And or maybe what have you seen given away to Goodwill? It's George Burge on the Z.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So find her.
Another good, good song there from that boy, George Burge. And cowboy songs. A couple of little leftovers before we hit into our break. About to what was the school, what was the thing that you could get away with in school back in the day, but you can't anymore?
Bobby Goodwin said teachers used to be able to hug and comfort students who were upset.
Yeah.
Or just even being able to hug students for a good job or just for the heck of it without being accused of anything.
You know what? Even just, can I just take it a further? Even just a hug in general is, everybody looks at it as like it's kind of creepy now.
Yeah.
And hugs have lost its meaning because there's weird people out there, and so they've given us good huggers a bad name.
If we did something we weren't supposed to, our sixth grade teacher would grab us and put our nose in his armpit. He called it the pit sniffer special.
Oh, wow.
Wow. When we
I just think those are kind of funny. But
when we were in high school, me and my friends went to one of our friends' houses for lunch, drank a little booze. Someone ratted us out, so the principal called us in to smell our breath. I had some fruity chapstick, so I ate it to cover up the smell, and it worked. I got away with
really?
It.
Really?
Our ag teacher would tie a rope with a sled attached on the hitch of his truck and pull us around the parking lot at the school when it snowed. It was late 80s, and we had so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. The good old days, right?
I had a fifth grade teacher back in 1967. I was chewing gum while we were playing the recorder. He had me take my gum out, wrapped it in my hair. Ew. After a while, he took me to the lunch lady to get peanut butter to put in my hair to get the gum out. To this day, I no longer chew gum.
Wow, that's a little harsh.
Wow.
Extreme,
well,
don't
the
you
days
think?
Days have changed.
Yeah, right. All right. We'll take a couple of more on the way. We'll jump into our break. We'll be right back.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is
hot. The word is hot. We're going to give you five questions. They'll all have the word hot in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got a family four-pack of tickets to the West Valley City Performing Arts Center, bringing live theater to West Valley City and the surrounding communities. Shows are produced using local professional talent as well as talent from the Tony Award-winning Utah Shakespeare Festival. Shakespeare in Love is now showing through May 4th. You can get tickets at wvcarts.org. Then we'll give you an audio daily double that will also have hot in the answer. And for that, we're going to throw in some delicious Chick-fil-A.
All right. You're on the line. Who is this?
It's Joe.
Joe?
Yep.
Just a normal Joe playing on the show. All right.
All right, Joe.
Do you know the word?
I did not hear the word. I started calling. I'm using the app.
That's all right.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not at home right now.
The word is hot.
But thanks for using the app, though, too.
Thank you. It's free in your app store. All right, Joe, here we go. Whirlpool or spa?
Hot tub.
Yes. Tabasco.
Hot sauce.
Yep. Souped up car.
Hot rod.
Yep. Flapjacks.
Hotcakes.
There you go.
Yes, and warm cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
Not vanilla, but yes.
There
good
you
job.
Go.
All right, you did it.
Nailed it, buddy.
Going to West Valley Arts now for the delicious Chick-fil-A. What's the name of this song by Trace Adkins?
Hot Mama?
Yeah!
That's it. Nice job, buddy. You nailed it. Let's give it a listen here a little bit.
But if you ain't noticed, the kids are fast asleep in your one hot mama.
You turn now, we're going to play that in its entirety here today, and maybe you can let us know, Joe, why is it we play that? What do we get ready for tomorrow?
Say that again?
Why do we play that song in its entirety? What have we got coming up tomorrow on this radio station?
I believe it. Oh, I don't know what's going on with the radio station. I thought you were referring to you guys saying you were going to be flirting with the 80s and the weather.
Oh, yeah. No, we do. Have you ever tuned in on Thursday?
We're going to flirt with the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s tomorrow for Throwback Thursday.
There you go.
That works.
Okay. Oh, that works. Okay. Okay. Well, good to know. I'm glad that you approve. We appreciate that. Maybe if you've never tuned in, might want to tune in. It is Throwback Thursday tomorrow, and we will play that song from Trace here coming up in just a little bit.
Now, we've got the Instant Cash Song of the Day. We gave away $250. We have $750 left for today. 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Just be caller Z when you hear it. And you win $250. Win as many times as you can. Even if you just barely won the Battle of the Sexes, you're still eligible to win the cash. And we got Country Fan Fest ticket tag happening today.
Yeah, that also goes in the 11 a.m. hour as well. You just listen for the cue to call. Again in the 3 p.m. hour, and then again in the 8 a.m. hour. But please keep in mind that is Country ticket tag, like Deb mentioned. And you do need to know the name of the previous winner in the previous contest. So hang tight for that.
Mystery sound comes up at 10:50. Are we going to do it, David?
Yep.
We're going to add $6 to the pot and call it an even 300.
We're that kind of player.
Yeah, coming up at 10:50. See if you can figure out who it is. It is a male mystery artist with his voice altered.
Yeah. And we also want to have you jump online, register to win that El King. Concert in Vegas, and that you can be found on z104country.com. We will announce the winner coming up on Friday at 6 p.m. Pretty sweet stuff going on here. Enjoy the rest of your hump day and your banana day. So whether you got a plantain or lady fingers, you enjoy that day, and we'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. Ciao!